Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.
7-24-10.
A bad hit.
Give us a call. Tell us about, like, well, just how into your mum are you?
Yeah, because Robert Irwin and Terry Irwin are really into each other, right?
Because they're from the Irwin family.
Yeah.
The fame. Because I went and saw them at Australia Zoo, and I was amazed, firstly, that they were all there performing together, but then they sent Chandler into the actual crocodile enclosure. I'm like, because he's expendable.
Yeah, I know. Chandler from Orlando. Quick Insta fame game. How many followers does Robert Irwin have on Instagram?
230,000.
No.
2 million.
Get this. 5.4 million.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? Blew my mind the other night too.
Are you serious?
It blew my mind.
Hang on. Robert Redford.
Robert Irwin. Robert Irwin.
Bob.
I mean, that'll push Julie Morris's numbers up.
I think he's doing a great job on that show, though.
Okay.
I haven't watched any
Can I tell you this? Me and the kids love I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I know you've been in there.
Yeah, I was on the very first season, yes.
It's a great TV show to watch with the family.
Are people saying that it's not good? Is that why you're defending that you like it?
I'm apologising because our mate over here doesn't...
No, I just... It's not the show that I did. That when Chrissy and I did it, you know, the OGs. Look, they've got blow-up couches in there.
Oh, you're like, back in my day, we used to push our dad's car to school.
Yeah, we did 6 weeks with just rice and beans and Merv Hughes constantly on the loo. And now they've got, like, fake... like not fake, but, like, jungle weights and a little jungle gym and a blow-up couch.
And then
one of them got, like, a face mask.
I saw that on Instagram, that someone was wearing one of those LED light mask things.
Candace Warner. I was like, get a grip. This is...
But that's a luxury item, isn't it?
I took in a framed photo of Harry Styles. That was very impractical.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're coming at it from a different place than me and the kids are.
No, it's still a wonderful show.
You know
show.
What I like? Because when someone was covered in snakes the other day, like Robert gets in there and grabs the snakes and talks about the snakes, whereas Chris Brown didn't do that.
No.
He's standing up here in his suit.
No, he's too pretty.
And how is Robert doing as a host
really
on
great.
The show?
I think the reviews have been very good.
Really great.
Oh, that's good.
I actually really like him.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I really like the show. I'm just saying it's very different to what I did. But
I get it.
Here's what people are reporting.
It's called evolving.
Is it though? Make it harder, not easier.
It's not easy.
Are the challenges as hard as yours?
See the lady with one leg that had to go down the mine shaft? That wasn't easy.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. I'm not watching it. I have been on stage every night. But anyway.
Oh, in Boom. It's available
Boom,
now.
Boomlightnation.com.au.
2-1 tickets to Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Happy
hour.
Now and 8 p.m.
Yeah, happy hour till 8 p.m. Anywho, a producer. I play that as my pre-show music. Here comes the. Oh, I don't do this one. I should do that one. Boom, 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 boom. This is my walk-off song.
I want you in my room.
Anyway, got this one, Charlie XCX. I love Charlie XCX. Nice.
Did you have that little at the end?
Although, when I... Somebody go boom, boom, boom. Got that one.
Getting hot and new.
When I saw Charlie XCX open for Taylor Swift, she didn't do my favourite Charlie XCX song.
Fancy.
No, after the after party.
Because Taylor probably told him not to, because Taylor probably controlled the set list.
That's a real bop. Anyway.
It's a real bop. Are you serious? What is this, 1920?
After the after party. That's a great song. After the after party,
we're gonna keep it. What are you doing this story for?
Well, I don't know.
Robert Irwin's hanging out with Terry Irwin on set.
So a producer has reportedly expressed concerns about Robert Irwin's decision to bring his mother Terry on set. An anonymous producer, I wonder if I know them, has admitted that Terry is on set every day with her son and described it as a little bit creepy.
But doesn't Terry manage? Yeah, I was going to say Momager.
Momager.
Does she manage
very
him?
Very Kris Jenner.
I'd say so.
Terry's presence is giving off, this is not me, this is the producer quoting it, bringing your mum to school camp vibes. Oh, aww. That's a bit tragic.
But they love each other.
Yeah.
He's 20.
Oh, yeah, Terry is his manager.
Oh, that's cute.
So there you go.
I can't believe Michelle Bridges was eliminated. I like Michelle. But Frankie Muniz?
He left.
Yeah. He left. And they're like, oh, he walked out of camp. I think someone probably just had a 2-week contract.
Oh. Also, Frankie Muniz, you know Frankie Muniz, little fun fact, NASCAR driver.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Malcolm in the middle.
Malcolm in the front.
And he reckons he talks to Bryan Cranston all the time. What I reckon.
Are you really happy watching it? Who are you going for? Stephen K. Amos?
Yeah.
Khan's in it. I love Khan so much.
You'd be going for Tristan McManus.
I actually quite like the influencer girl. I think she is in there. She's very well cast.
Is that Skye Wheatley?
Yes, Skye Wheatley.
And who's Peter Dacos?
Peter Dacos, AFL legend, idiot.
Just seeing if you're all listening, obviously know
he's
him.
So angry.
Who's Ellie Cole? Who's Ellie Cole?
You were like aggressively biting your lip. Just
I don't know who Ellie Cole is.
Who's Callum Hole? Oh no,
Callum Hole. I don't know.
Oh no, there's Callum Hole. There's Callum Hole and Ellie Cole. Oh, I'm so confused. Callum Hole and Ellie Cole.
Related to Fillmore. Are we really going back to... Okay, Maya, apparently this breaks about mamas, so in a roundabout way. Are you obsessed with your mom?
Well, we talk at least 3-4 times a day.
3 or 4 times a day?
What? I think that's fine.
What do you talk about? Just everything?
Hey, mum, your last conversation?
Well, I wake up and talk about how my son slept in the morning, what he had for breakfast. He says hi.
That's cute.
That's sweet, actually, yeah.
Then halfway through the day, she'll call me about the day and how her day's going.
Of course, bit
and
of event.
And then at the end of the day, we talk about what we're going to make for dinner, how school went, etc.
What's for dinner tonight, Maya?
Spag bowl, probably.
Oh, my spag yum. Bowl. I made spag bowl the other day.
Stop making it. What's so sorry.
And also, I made a good one, though.
Yeah, cool.
Of course. No one knows.
I put Vegemite in my bolognese sauce.
What?
Yeah. Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel. On Nova.